The Haggadah is written in a very interesting way. It's very miyuchad. One night of the year that everyone is learning at the same time, the same thing. And the Baal Haggadah was miyased the Haggadah in a very interesting often. Everyone has different kashas, everyone has different perushim. And it's shove mikaton minar v'yadzokin. Everyone's included. There's pashut questions. How does Avadim Hayinu answer the questions from Manishtana? Why do we say halach ma'anya and lashon aramis? And there are pashut answers, and there are very complicated answers with the achronim have pilpulim being miskasher sugi l'shas. It's the one night where everyone is learning. It's an unbelievable thing. It's not just a sipur, it's a limud. That everyone is learning the Haggadah, and it's all, everyone is question and answer, each one on their own level. Keneged arba abonim dibra Torah, echad chacham, echad rasha, mefarshim make the ha'ara. Why isn't it echad chacham, sheni rasha, shlishis? Why are you counting echad, that everyone's equal? Why not say the first one's the chacham, you have the rasha, and then number three is the tam, the four is in the elishal? It's more on the equality of that. By Torah, it's min achas, that there's one idea of Torah, and tonight it comes out strongly that to every person on their own level, it is shayach to darshan in the Haggadah, each kafi their own level. Holach ma'anyo. The Achlu Avasana Ba'ara de Mitzrayim, Kol Dichvin Yesi V'Yechol, Kol Ditzrich Yesi V'Yifzak, Hashta Hochol Shana Ba'ar Ba'ar Yisrael, Hashta Abdel Shana Ba'ar Ba'ar Nechorin. We say, anybody who wants to come and eat. Shlomo Kluger explains, feed the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Yud, Gedola Tztaka, Shemekarevis Tzgu'ula, through the mitzvah of Tztaka, there's a Ge'ula will come quicker. It says, the Kavanah of the Tana is that we're giving the Chama to ourselves. We're saying, Kol Dichvin Yesi V'Yechol, that even though we're in Golos, Mikom Mokom, Kosh Baruch Hu will say He saved us in Mitzrayim, and He's going to save us again. He's going to give us Nugu Uluk Kol Dichvin Yesi V'Yechol. If we're machzik in mitzvahs of Staka, we'll be zoche to the Ge'ula Habo. The machlokas, the Gemara in Bava Basra there. There's a machlokas in both kingdom mazonos or in both kingdom mazonos. Do you check for someone to see if they're a Ramai when they're coming to collect for Tzedakah? Do they really have money and they're just coming to cheat you out of money, or do you not check? He says that our Tana of the our Baal Haggadah Paskins, that in both kingdom mazonos, you don't have to check if someone has food or not. It's like Purim. Kol poshe ya nosein lo. Kol dichvin yesi v'yechol. That's kol. Everyone that comes without even checking, you can come. They can come and eat. And that's why he says there's dafka by Pesach. There's a special the Indian of Mos Chitin that we're machzik and mitzvah stoka through because dafka in Nisan there's a hope that we will have the geula. Also, the Gemara there says there's a shaka v'tarya there in Bava Basra. When Klai Yisrael is ein osin ritzono shel makom, when we're not doing well, are we nechshav kebanim? Are we nechshav keavadim? So he says that he wants to make it that the two machloksim are tulim bezebaze. If we're nechshav kebanim, then even when ein osin ritzono shel makom, mimela ein both kin mazonos. Once we're always at a darga of ben, ein both kin mazonos, you can always give tztaka. There's always a kiyum of mitzvah tztaka. But if we're nechshav ke'avadim, so we're at a lesser darga. If by ein osin ritzono shel makom we're nechshav ke'avadim, we're at a lesser darga. So you need to check if a person's really yori shemayim or not, and if he's roi. So the man damar that holds tzarech liv dokum mezonos holds that kish ein osin ritzono shel makom we're nechshav ke'avadim. But the man damar that holds ein bokin mezonos holds bein b'she osin ritzono shel makom bein b'she ein osin ritzono shel makom we're nechshav ke'avadim. And that's the Baal Haggadah holds that way, called Kol Dichvin Yesi V'Yechol. We give tztaka to everybody, and hopefully through tztaka there will be a kiruv to the geula. The Chanukah Satorah has a pshat by Halach Ma'anya. The obvious kasha is there is a kefil in the lashon. Hashta hachol l'shana haba ba'ard Yisrael. Hashta av l'shana haba b'nechorin. Why are we saying seemingly the same thing twice? He says al pi the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah daf yud aleph. The machlokas tanoim Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. If be'osid Nisan nigalu or be'osid Tishrei nigalu. When will the geula be? Will it be b'Nisan or will it be b'Tishrei? So he says there's many different mahalchim about when the shibud stopped in Mitzrayim, but he says that the shibud stopped 6 months before the geula, and he says the same way that it stopped 6 months before the geula, so too la'asilavo we will have the shibud will stop for us 6 months before the geula. That's lashon gemara. Kishem shenigalu b'nisan, so too it's going to be done the same way. La'asilavo there will be a hefsek in the shibud shisha chadashim kodem to the geula. So he says, according to this, we can explain the kefel of the kfelus of the halach ma'anya, the mark of the islay, both according to Rabbi Yeshua and according to Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Yeshua, that ben Nisan osidim li goyel, that means that the geula shlema will be in Nisan. That's why we say l'shana haba'a b'arad Yisrael. There will be a geula shlema. We will be b'arad Yisrael b'shana haba'a in Nisan. Because the Sheba will stop in 6 months in Tishrei, and there will be a geula shlema a year from now, Yitzha Hashem, b'arad Yisrael in Nisan. According to Rabbi Yezid, that b'tishrei asidin l'goel, that means that the Sheba will stop in Nisan, 6 months before the geula. So that's hashta avi l'shana haba'a b'nei chorin. That a year from now, we hope to be b'nei chorin, that we hope that there will be a hefsek in the shibun, and we will be b'nei chorin. And after that, 6 months later in Tishrei, there will be a geula shlema. Then we have the lachor, the Sipur begins. In Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we mentioned last week the issue of Noshim. Are Noshim Chayavos in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim or not? The Chinuch says in Mitzvah Chaf Aleph that Echad Zecharim ve'Echad Nekevos. Noshim are Chayav in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we be warned from the Gemara that says Im Ein Beno Chacham Sho'alto Ishto Sho'alto, that the wife is the one that asks the questions if there's no Ben around. That's Mashman that Noshim are Chayav in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Minchas Chinuch asked, it's a mitzvah that says Shazman Groma, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Noshim should be Peturos. And that which the Isha asked the questions, that's not Alter Chiyuv, that's just to Mekayim the Sipur for him. So the Stipler answers that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though it is a mitzvah that says Shazman Groma, it's Meshech Shaycha Tamatza. You find connections from Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to matzah, and noshim are chayav in matzah, also the hekesh of their bechal balso chal chometz, so they're also chayav in achilas matzah. And that which we say lechem only is lechem she'onin lov dvarim harbe. What are these dvarim harbe that we're onin? That we own it on the matzah. Rashi Emsachim says it's the Haggadah. So you see there's a shaychus from the matzah to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if an Isha is chayev in that lechem oni, she's also chayev in the Dvarim Harbe Shabo. Also we say b'shosha matzah umar munachem lefanecha. You see that the Sipur is shaykh to when the matzah is in front of you. Now this stifler can be very helpful because there's l'chora stira in the Rambam. The Rambam in his famous halacha in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis, halacha Gimel, says that Noshim are Peturos from Mitzvahs Aseh Shehazman Groma, Chutz, from Matzah, V'Korban Pesach, and a few other things. He does not say Tzipur Tzias Mitzrayim. It's Mashma from the Rambam that Noshim are Peturos, because it's like any other Mitzvahs Aseh Shehazman Groma, that Noshim are Peturos. He doesn't list any exception to the rules. Also, when he lists Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, he mentions Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, he says Arba Kosos, and he says, by the way, Noshim are Chayiv and Arba Kosos. He doesn't mention anything about the Chiyuv for Noshim and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But Me'idach Gisa, Besof Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam mentions which mitzvahs Noshim are Chayiv and which mitzvahs Noshim are Peturos, and he says, Noshim are Chayiv and Mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin. What's Mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. L'chor it's a stira. But Efshel, if he's a stipler, it's Miyushev. That even though it's a mitzvah sasesha asman grama, but Noshim are still chayav, because once the Rambam tells me that matzah is not bechlau mitzvah sasesha asman grama, and we know that Sipur is meshech shaychi to matzah, mimelu we know that Noshim are also chayav in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why he didn't have to go out of his way to tell me that Noshim are also chayav in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maybe that will be a yishuv for the Rambam. We say manishtana, one ha'ora on manishtana. So we say b'chol ha'ilos anu ochlem chometu matzah halayla zekulo matzah. It's mashma that you're meikra din able to eat matzah every night. There's a word from the Brisker Rav. The Chok Yaakov says that there's an iser lechol matzah erev Pesach. There's an iser lechol matzah. Right, the Brisker Rav Manishtana chol bechol halelos anu ochlim chamesu matzah. So what's pshat that according to Chayk Yaakov you can't have matzah be'erev Pesach? So he answers that there's apparently a Machzor Vitri. Machzor Vitri says that Manishtana is referring to Shabbos V'yontav. That Manishtana is Manishtana Laila Azeh from other Shabbosos and other Yomim Tovim. Memela, there's no kasha from Erev Pesach. But then you could ask, what about that year when Erev Pesach? When Erev Pesach would fall out on Shabbos, then how could you say Manishtana b'chol halelos? Because even though it's referring to Shabbos, still, you see, you can't eat chametz u'matzah. Avodim hayinu. There's a pilpul from Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz. Al pi the Gemara ba Metzia daf kuf yud dalet. We quoted a few weeks ago that Rabbi Bar Avua found Eliyahu in the Beis HaKfaros. So we said, aren't you a kohen? What are you doing in the Beis HaKfaros? So on that Gemara, Tosfos there was a kasha. So if Eliyahu can't be metame, so can't become tame. So then, how was Eliyahu mechaya the ben of the almana? Tosfos answers pikuach nefesh shani. That since he was trying to save the ben ha'almana, pikuach nefesh shani. The Medrash says that Klal Yisrael was memtes sharei tumah. If they would have waited there any longer, then they wouldn't have gotten out of there ever. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Tes says that a min asked Rav Avohu, Elokechem Kohen Hu, your God is a Kohen, Dechtiv Yichu Li Truma, we see Hashem is a Kohen. Kikovri Le Moshe B'matovo, when Kosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe, how did he become Tahor? How was he Matar himself? Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz just asked, why are you asking from Kfuras Moshe? Ask from earlier on. Ask from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Wasn't it a Kodesh Baruch? Why didn't the Min ask from Yetzias Mitzrayim? Let's for end for what the Das of the Min was. Why didn't the Min ask from that which HaKodesh Baruch Hu was Metame with all the Avodah Zorah in Mitzrayim? If he was Emes HaKohen, how was HaKodesh Baruch Hu Metame? How was he able to become Tame in Mitzrayim? So according to Tosfos in Bo Metzia, that Bikuach Nefesh Shani, that you're allowed, that a Kohen could become Tame, Bikuach Nefesh, you notice in the Irish it says like this. Avadim hayinu b'far b'mitzrayim, v'yotzeinu Hashem misham. Kasha, how was the Kodesh Baruch Hu able to be motzi us from Mitzrayim? On that we say, ilu lo hotzi, hare anu uvanenu mishubadim. It's a matzav pikuach nefesh. That's how a Kodesh Baruch Hu was able to come tame and be motzi us from Mitzrayim. That the Gemara that takes care of. We're referencing the Das of the Min. Why the Min didn't ask this question? Ke'enze, you find, is a famous Nachlas Yaakov in the beginning of Masechtos Machos. The first Mishnah of Masechtos Machos says, "Hagoseis harayu kechayel chol davar." That a ghost says, someone who's about to die, he's nechshav kechay, is dinam avachay. There's a hakdama to Masechtos Machos. There's a small brisa in the beginning of Masechtos Machos. That the brisa asks a stiram sukkim. Vayhi bechetzi alayla v'Hashem hi kol kol b'chor. So in the night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the Mitzrim l'chora. That's, and then it also says, Biyom hi kesi kol b'chor. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed them by day. Omer b'yochanan, afa pisha hike osam makas maves mechetzi alayla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a big hit in the middle of the night. Haisa nafsham midparperes behem ad boker. They were convulsing, so to speak, until the boker, and that's when Sof Misa was. What's the kesher from this brice at the beginning of Masechtos Machos? Zot Nachlas Yaakov. I'll pee this Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamites. Very similar cheshbon to Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz. Quote, the Min says, Elokeichem Kohen Hu, how could he become Tame by Kfuras Moshe? So we ask, why not ask from Makas Bechoros, not about the Avodah Zorah in Mitzrayim. Why not ask from Makas Bechoros? Wasn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu, didn't he become Tamei to the Mesei Mitzrayim? So he says, no. Goseis is Chayil Chol Dover. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu made them into Gosesim. And he wasn't Tamei through their Misa. That's the Kesher Advarim. That Lechora, if B'chatziah Laila Hashem killed them, so how was he able to come Tamei? So we say no, it only was a wound that was going to lead to Misa. But still, maybe there's Tumah through that. On that we say no. Hagosis harayu kechayel chol davar, that a gosis doesn't have a din of a mace, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Tamei through the through the mesim of the Mitzrayim, and that's shot in the min. He didn't ask the question from Mesei Mitzrayim, but he only asked from Tefillah of Kfuras Moshe. Rosh Shlomo Zalman in his Agada uses this because he's bothered by dikduk in by nusach in Tefillas Arvis and Tefillas Shacharis. By Tefillas Arvis we say Hamaka be'evroso kol b'chorei Mitzrayim v'yotzeis amo Yisro. So we first mention makas b'choros, and that's before Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hamaka be'evroso kol b'chorei Mitzrayim v'yotzeis amo Yisro. First the makas b'choros, and then Yitzias Mitzrayim. In Tefillas Shacharis, what's the Seder Hadvarim? Mimitzrayim ge'altanu v'chule. And then Kol Becharim Harakta. We first mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, then we mention Makas Bechoros. The Seder is Hafuch. So he answers according to this Braisa Mesechtas Machos, which Shlomo Zalman says that by Tefillas Arvis we're talking about the Makah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the Mitzrim. That's Hamakah be'evroso, Meduik. Hamakah be'evroso, and that was Bechatzi Alayla. Afterwards, Vayotzeis Amo Yisrael. But in Tefillah Shacharis, we're talking about Shas Misa. That's Kol Bechoreim Haragta. And then afterwards, there was first, there already was Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's why first in Tefillah Shacharis, we mentioned Mitzrayim Galtanu. And afterwards, we say Kol Bechoreim Haragta. Not only is Meduik in the Lashon, Hamakeh Be'evroso is the Lashon we say at nighttime, in the morning we say Kol Bechoreim Harakta, but also by Tefillas Arvis we say what happened at night, and Tefillas Shacharis we say what happened in the morning. The Hakol was at night, and the Misa was in the morning. What's the Kefa Lashon of Yad Chazaka Vizroa Netuya? Shlomo Kluger says Al Pi the Gemara in Chagiga. Once again, another Gemara with a min, that a min made a gesture to Rabbi Yeshua that Adrinu Mara li Ape Minei. Kodesh Baruch Hu turn around from you guys. You're in Golos. Rabbi Yeshua made the gesture back. Dine Zro in the Tuya Alenu. They still have Zro in the Tuya. Shlomo Kluger understands that Gemara to mean that even though we're in Golos, still Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us. And that's the Medrash Eke Asher Eke, the same way that I was with you, Megalos Mitzrayim, so too I'm going to be with you in the other Golias. And with this, he wants to explain that, Lachora, what's Pshad? It's an obvious problem. What are we having Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? Maybe the whole Tzivoy, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, is only when we're B'nai Choren. Right now, we're still in Golos. Mecha Tesi, that there's still a Zachiv of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he says, no. That's the way you read this. I'm going to give you this Haftacha of Zeron to you, that I'll be with you in the other Golias, B'tanai that you realize Avadim Hayinu Lefar B'Mitzrayim. B'tanai that you realize that you were Avadim to Paro, and that was to a Melech who was much more Ma'us already a couple hundred years ago. There already was a recognition. Everyone nowadays says America, Uma Shal Chesed, Machu Shal Chesed, even a couple hundred years ago. Compared to Mitzrayim, there's no comparison. Paro was his Lashon is having Ma'usim Tfei, is the most disgusting. Disgusting. So, and then that's the ilu lo hotzi osanu anu v'nenu hayu mishubam lefar b'mitzrayim. Even though we're in Golos now, the hadgasha is that we would have been to par b'mitzrayim is the worst. We have a Golos, we have a geula from par. That's avadim hayu lefar b'mitzrayim, and we'll have the tenai of v'zron and tuya. The Kadosh Baruch Hu will still be with us in Golos as long as we remember that it used to be worse lefar b'mitzrayim. Ke'ein zeh you find in drushei atzlach. The tzlach also is trying to balance the Geula La'asid, what was worse with being Avadim to Par B'Mitzrayim, and what we have right now. It says, even though this is Loshon HaTach, even though we have a Melech Chesed V'Tov, still it's Roy to be Machnia ourselves, and to be Zocher that we're still in Golos. And he says, that's going back to the Kefa Loshon of Halach Ma'anya, Ki Hashto Hachol L'Shon HaBor B'Ar D'Yisrael. Even though we have a Havtach, we're sure that there's going to be a geula very soon. Nonetheless, don't be misguided kol kach. Don't have so much gaiva, because still, hashta avdi, we still are avadim right now, even though we have it better than it was before. Lamayis, there still has to be this shikul that, even though it wasn't as bad as it was by Paro, Lamayis, we still are in Galus. Maisa Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yeshua, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Shem Subin ben Bnei Brak, Rabbi Misapim, Rabbi Tis Mitzrayim, Kol So Alayla Ad Shabo Tamidim, Ramulim, Rabbi Sinu Giyaz Man Kriyash Mashal Shacharis. Maris Chiyas has a question. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nachal Mbeiz, Amu Beiz mentions the city where a variety of Tanoim were from. It says, Holach Acha Rabbi Eliezer Lud. Rabbi Eliezer's Bezdin was in Lud. That's where he was. Marzchias asked in Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin, Rabbi Eliezer Shita is Mishabech Anias Ha'atzlonin She'ein Yotzim Mibatein Berego. I praise the lazy ones that don't leave their house on the rego. So if Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that you're not allowed to leave your, if you're not allowed to leave your house on the rego, how did he go from Lud to Bnei Brak? That's the Marzchias question. There's a pilpul from the Torah Sefer of Rafal V'Lozhna of Chaim's Shver, and he himself is the son-in-law of the Netziv. He says a pilpul like this. First he's Matzia, the Gemara in Sukkah. He lays it out for us. The Gemara in Sukkah says a ma'aseh that Eliezer himself, b'Shabbos b'Golil ha'Elyon, he went to b'Sukkoso shel Yochanan b'Rabbi Eloi. The Gemara first understood b'Sukkoso meant that he went on Sukkot to Rabbi Yochanan bar Eloi b'Golil ha'Elyon, another city. The Gemara asks, doesn't Rav Elazar hold ein yotzin misukkah l'sukkah? You can't go to another sukkah on sukkahs. And on that, the Gemara answered, regel acher habe. It wasn't sukkah, it was regel acher. Rashi says, kigon shavuos. It was shavuos. Then the Gemara asked, but still, doesn't Rav Elazar say, mishabeach ani es ha'atzlonin, she'ein yotzin mabtein beregel? On any regel, Rav Elazar holds that you shouldn't leave your house. The Gemara answered, it wasn't a regel bechlal, it was Shabbos. So he asked Tzarechbir, L'chora, why didn't we ask immediately from Rav Elazar's memra of Mishabeach Anias Haslanin She'ein Yotzin Mibasein Berego? Why did we first ask the kasha of Ein Yotzin of Misukkah L'sukkah? And we answered, really, it was Shavuos. And then we asked, but Rav Elazar holds, anyways, you can't leave your house on Rego. So we were matcha and said that the ma'aseh was Shabbos. Ask Miad, the more direct question of that you can never leave your house on Rego. So he answers like this. That which Rav Elazar holds, the Gemara in Sukkah says is because of the pasuk v'samachta ata b'veisecha, that is that you have to have simcha in your house. Now, Rabbi Eliezer l'shitoso in Beit Tezvav Mubeis, this is working with three shitas of Rabbi Eliezer together. Rabbi Eliezer and Beit Tezvav Mubeis, famous machlokas, Yeshua holds chetzi l'ashem v'chetzi l'achem. That when it comes to yontav, you have to have chetzi l'ashem v'chetzi l'achem. Rabbi Eliezer shita is o kulo l'ashem, o kulo l'achem. It's o yoshe v'shono, o ochel v'shose. You can spend the whole day eating and drinking, or you spend the whole day sitting and learning. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. So Lefizeh, Rabbi Full of Loshna says, Nukimta Bedas Rabbi Eliezer. That which he says, Mishabech Ani Ataslonin, She'en Yosin Mibasein Beregel, Mishum Dechtiv Visamachta Ata Beveisecha, is only if you're going to Mekayim Kulo Lachem. Because then you have to have a simcha in your house. But that's Ot Kulo Lachem. However, if you want to Mekayim Kulo Lachem, you can go to another place. Because there's no v'samachta ata b'veisecha. It doesn't have to be in your house, because v'samachta ata b'veisecha is mistaber, that's only if it's a din of kulu lachem. But for kulu lachem, we don't have to have the simcha specifically b'veisecha. Lefizeh, he's masber everything. B'tchilo, the Gemara didn't want to ask for Mishabech on the Atzlan, why did he leave his house on Regel? Because the Gemara held, maybe he wanted to mekayim kulu lachem. If you want to mekayim kulo lashem, there's no kasha from mishabeach ani es haslanin she'en yotzin mivaseim beregel. So the Gemara asked the more direct question of ein yotzin misukkah l'sukkah. Then the Gemara answered regel acher have. What was the regel acher? Zogt Rashi shvuas. What is the Gemara m'sachem samaches amabese b'shvuas hakol modem de'ba'ina namelachem? Everyone agrees. Who's everyone? Even Rebbe Eliezer agrees that on shvuas you need to mekayim lachem. If there's a din of lachem on Shavuos, then Avada Rabbi Eliezer definitely did lachem. Im came this a din of v'samachta ata v'secha, v'ein yotzin mibaseyin b'regel, so you can't leave your house on regel. Then the Gemara asked the kasha of mishabeach ani es haslanin she'ein yotzin mibaseyin b'regel, because here Avada you have to mekayim the din of v'samachta ata v'secha kulu lachem, it's Shavuos. On that the Gemara answered Shabbos have, it wasn't yontiv bechlal. And with that, he explains, that's Maisa Rabbi Eliezer. How was he able to go from Lud to Bnei Brak because he was Mekayim Kulu Lashem, not Kulu Lachem. The whole din of Mishabech and the Yetas Lonen did not apply on Pesach because Rabbi Eliezer chose to be Mesaper B'tzias Mitzrayim Koloso Alayla to be Mekayim Yoshe Vishona and not the Ochel Vishosa. We have the Arba Bonim, Chacham, Mahu Omer. Rishu was there also. Mistama, they had a different seder of what they were doing.
Rishu wasn't really there. He's called a lot. He's eating.
He was eating a little bit. And the answer was, Chacham Mahu Omer Maha Eidus Ve'achukim Ve'amishpatim Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu Eschem Ve'af Ata Emor Lo Kehilchos HaPesach Eim Af Tiran Achar HaPesach Af Yikomer. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says an interesting explanation about what we answer. He says we need to answer his question, but Lamaisa, we can't forget that there's a chiyuv avikomen, and it needs to be eaten before chatzos. We're not working with the avnei nez or anything. It needs to be eaten after chatzos. It needs to be eaten al sova. So if we answer to him all the time, if we answer his question, if this is mamish neged everyone who would be mefalpil all night long, if we answer his question all night, so we're not going to have time to eat. And then we're not going to have the afikom necha al sova. So that's why we tell him, avatam mor lekilchos pesach im after nachar pesach afikomen. Just keep, I'll answer you, but keep in mind, there's a chiyuv afikomen here. Nimso lelefizeh, the answer to the chacham is not really an answer, it's a hagdara. It's a hagdara of how we're supposed to answer his question that we have to have in the back of our mind, maybe the forefront of our mind, that Afikomen has a timetable to it. It's in his hagdara. I don't know. Rav Yoshev and Brisker Rav make a deal from Afatah Morlo Kilchos Pesach. You tell him Kilchos Pesach. They want to mechayish the Baleil Pesach. You can mechayim the din Sipur Tzitz Mitzrayim. Mechayim the din the Gatel Vinchol through Kilchos Pesach. And not Dafka B'Sipur. You can just say over the Halakos. Open the Mishnah Brura all night, and you're Yotzi Sipur Tzitz Mitzrayim. And they bring a Tosefta Amsachem that says the Ma'aseh Bergam Aliel V'Zakenim Shayu Mesubin Vayu Oskim B'Hilchos Pesach Vayu Asukim B'Hilchos Pesach Kol Alayla. True, you could learn Asukim Milchos Pesach Kol Alayla means after the Sipur, later at night, Kol Marbe B'Sapra, Arezim Meshubach, it's referring to that. But they learned that Osim Milchos Pesach is the Iker Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, that you could be Yotze through the Halachos. And maybe that's a Diyuk, V'afa Ta'amorlo Kilchos Pesach. The same way he was asking you about Halachos, so too, you could answer him and be Mekayim your Mitzvah through Halachos as well. Rasha, Mahu Omer. The Tlach says, what's this avoda that he's referring to? The avoda is referring to the Torah that we're about to receive. He doesn't want the avoda. We just had avoda for many, many years. Now you want to have more avoda? So why are you having more avoda? That's the kavanah of the Rosh's question. It's referring to Torah. Maybe for that reason we can understand the Avatah Hakeyashinov, different pshatim about why we knock his teeth out. Maybe knock his teeth out if he doesn't want to learn Torah. So why should he be able to speak? It doesn't make a difference for him to be able to speak. He doesn't want to say brachos. He doesn't want to learn Torah. Avatah Hakeyashinov. Another pshat, famous pshat by we say Kol Ben Necher Lo Yochabo Ben Necher is does not have a chelik in the Korban Pesach. So here he's kofer b'ikar. He's bechal Kol Ben Necher Lo Yochabo to show that he's not roy for the Korban Pesach. Hakeyashinov. Get rid of his teeth so he can't chew on the meat of the Korban Pesach. The Yushami is very interesting here. The Yushami, when it says over the Arba Banim, first of all it says Keneged Arba Banim Dibur Torah Ben Chacham Ben Rasha Ben Tipish Ben Sheinde Elishol. It doesn't sound like it's Banim Mamish. It sounds like it's like the way we say Ezehu Ben Olam Haba Lab Dafka, a son, but matter who is a bar Hachi basically. And by the Rasha, it's a, make of this what you will. This is an incredible yedia. By the Rasha, Loshen is he says Ma Torah Chazesha Tematrichem Alenu B'Kol Shana V'Shana Mechaven Shehotis Asma Laklal Afatam Orlo Bavur Zeh Asa Hashem Li Asa LoOso HaIsh Lo Asa Ilu Haya Oso HaIsh B'Mitzrayim Lo Haya Roy LiHigol Misham Li Olam Ilu Haya Oso HaIsham Lo Roy LiGol Mi Olam. We're mechuna, a certain person, also a ish. I'm not saying the Yushami is referring to him, I'm just saying it's something to think about. That if Taka, the Yushami is referring to the... What? Yeah. Ilu haya oso ha'ish b'mitzrayim, lo haya ro'oi lihigo'el misham li'olam. It's an answer. You have 1 billion people in the world thinking that there's a certain person who's going to bring a ge'ula. Can show them a Yerushalmi. Ilu haya oso isham lo haya ro'oi lihigo'el. A pshat efsher in what's the kofar b'ikah here? Efsher al pi the gemara and sota that dalam obeys amar b'yochlam kol adam shiyesh bo gasus haruach kilu kofar b'ikah. Anybody who has gaiva is kilu kofar b'ikah. Rashi says that mal aniel alecha kilu shachto, that when you have gaiva, we make it as if you forgot the kodesh baruch hu. So maybe that's the pshat, that since he had gaiva so much to be motit atim in aklal ma'avdo azos lachem lachem v'lo lo, that he's not the chlal, which is an element of gaiva. That itself is kofar b'ikr. The etzem gaiva shabo is the kofar b'ikr. And Rashi there, Rashi and Sota by Gasei, when he's talking the whole sugya there about Gasei haruach, he says Gasei ruach is rishayim. Here, this is Rasha mahu omer. A Rasha and a Gasei haruach, some of those gaiva are one and the same. We say mitchilo ovdei avodah zara. Hayu avoseinu. L'chora the Gemara in Brachos says ein avos ela av mitzach v'yakov. So how can you say Mitchilo Deozara Hayu Avoseinu? Riskarov is Mdaik from here, it's a raya to the Rambam. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah says that Avram Avinu himself was Oved Avodah Zarah before he was Makir Kodesh Baruch Hu, like everyone else. So Mitchilo Hayu Oved Avodah Zarah is referring to even Avram Avinu. True, we're Mamshechu Terach Avi Avraham, but Iker Avoseinu is referring to Avraham, and that's a raya for the Rambam. And just in terms of Pashup Shabbat, why this is here, Mitchilo Ovdei Vazor, Hayu Avoseinu, is because it's Pashut that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Etzem Yetzias Mitzrayim is all comes back to Kabbalah's Machlo Shemayim. That we have to go back all the way to Mitchilo Ovdei Vazor, Hayu Avoseinu, because that's where everything began, and to realize that he brought us out of Mitzrayim, Dimimakabo.
That's only according to the person who says we have to start from the Kiddah Avodei Vazara.
Right.
What about the other person?
The other person? Why he doesn't hold that cheshbon? I don't know. Bikesh Lavan Harami. Say Lamam, Ma Bikesh Lavan Harami. Paralo Gozer El Zacharim. Lavan Bikesh Lakor Sakol. Famous pshat, where do we find that Lavan wanted to be Oker Sakol? So, it's a famous pshat that when Lavan and Besuel tried to poison Eliezer, the Omek HaKavono was that Apid the Gemara in Nazir. The Gemara in Nazir says that if you make a shliach for kiddushin and you say stam, b'mekayish min isha stam, and then that shliach dies, then the mishaleach is aser in every isha should be olam. Why? Because maybe the shliach was mekayish for you, a certain woman, and you're marrying their krovim, which you can't do, of course. Im Kain, your Osir Bechol Isha Shabi Olam, if the Shliach dies. So their Kavanah was that since they sent Eliezer to be Shliach for Yitzchok, if they kill Eliezer, they'll never know who Eliezer was Mekadesh. Yitzchok Mele will be Osir be every Isha Bi Olam, and then Klal Yisrael won't exist. That's Lavan, that's the Omek HaKavanah of Bikesh Lavan, of Lavan Bikesh Lakor Sakol. Very quickly by Rabbi Gamliel, Haya Omer. Kol Shel Omer Shlosha Dvarim Elu BaPesach Lo Yotzei Dei Chovasu VeElu Heim Pesach Matzah Lamorer. There are plenty of discussions. What chova you weren't Yotzei? Is it the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah and Morer, or is it the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? There's Raya's Lakan and Raya's Lakan. One pshat. Well, one explanation, Stam, why is Moror at the end of the list? Lachora, we should start with the Shibud and then mention the Geulah. Moror should have been first in the list. So there's a pshat from the Tzlach that no, Moror also is a chelik of the Geulah, because through the Koshiyah Shibud, there was a hashlam for the Zman. It was nechshav like we're Ovid Arba Me'o Shana. That's why we were Zocha to Geula. But without explain, and that's what the Slach wants to say. That's why we had to be Mefarish. And I'm not just to say this line. You had to be Mefarish what Pesach Matzah Morah is, because without being Mefarish it, then one could time them. Maybe we were Yotzei, maybe Akash Baruch Hu took us out before this Zman, we're still Chayiv in Shiva Mitzrayim. But through explaining it, the Koshiyah Shibud, then we understand that we came out at the right time, and that there was a tashlum for the shibud. We say lo asavosenu bilvad. We also had a geula. There's a turi evan in Erevin, daf mem gimel. The Gemara there says someone who's mekabel on himself nazirus the day that Mashiach comes, he's usher biyayin kol hashana. Mashiach can come any day, so he's usher to have wine every day except for Shabbos. Turi evan asked the fitik Gemara shana we mentioned before, ben nisan asin legol, but tishrei asin legol lechora. He should only be also behind in Nisan and Tishrei. So he answers famous concept. The Gemara in Chelek says there's a pasuk of Be'ita Achishena. The Mashiach will come Be'ita at its time or Achishena, hastily. The Gemara says Zochu Achishena, lo Zochu Be'ita. If you're Zochu, Mashiach will come before its time. If you're not Zochu, will come Be'ita at its time. So that's also the pshat here. That the zman of achishena for a Mashiach to come anytime is chol yom v'yom. That which the Rabbi Eliezer Yeshua says b'nisan asin le'goyel and b'tishrei asin le'goyel is referring to be'ita. That if Mashiach will come in its time, it will be in Nisan or b'tishrei. Birkas hamazon, we lechora in the simanim we don't have a simon for mayim achronim. Maybe we mess up the jingle, but Lemaisa, we don't have a simon. We don't have Mayim Achronim mentioned. What's the pshat? In the Yotzros for Shabbos Hagadol, there is a zecher. It does mention there Mayim Achronim. Shlomo Zalman said that machlokas is totally in the reason behind Mayim Achronim. That the Baal Hagadol held the reason for Mayim Achronim is because of Melach Stomis. And on Leil Pesach, we don't have Melach because we pass them like the Ramah. The Ramah says that you don't dip the matzah into melach. So there's no chashash to melach stomis. The Bala Yosros held that mayim achronim is also the hekesh to mayim rishonim. So avada mayim achronim is noheg on Leil Pesach. So that's why he includes mayim achronim in the osios. We'll end with chad gadya. There's a famous maysa from Rav Yonos and Ibishitz. There's a vikuach for Rav Yonos and Ibishitz and Rav Yaakov Emden famously. The story goes that Rav Yonos and Ibishitz was in a hotel, in an inn, a lobby there. And there was people talking there about the vikuach, saying bad things about Rav Yonos and Ibishitz. So he overheard, and he went over to them. And he said, I'm a Poshut Yid, you guys are Tamid Chachamim. Tell me pshat in the following. So I don't understand Chag Gadya. He says that the cat ate the shunra, the A's. So lechora, the cat did something bad. The A's belong to a person. How could he go ahead and eat the A's? So lechora, the caliph did something good by eating the cat, because he's doing the koma for the cat eating the A's. So then the makal did something bad by hitting the caliph, who did something good. And if you go through the cheshbon, the Kosh Baruch Hu did something bad. What's pshat? So they were quiet. They understood something was up, this wasn't a pshat yet. And they were quiet. So Vilas Ibishitz told them the pshat. So they asked him, he said, this is the pshat. Really, you made a mistake. When the caliph got involved and was doing the kama, it wasn't a good thing. It was a bad thing because he got involved with the machlokas. So then, when the makal hit the caliph, he was doing something good because the caliph did something bad, and it turns out Kosh Baruch Hu was okay in the end. He never should take the kama.
Right, I just want
to spend on that. Sorry, okay.
Think about the Mitzrim.